Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. That was a lot of energy. Welcome back to the Time Out Podcast.
Let
it's episode 26. Happy Father's Day to everyone. I'm here with the two of the best daddies I know.
Me and Harrison are approaching dad age, I would say.
Yeah, you are getting kind of old. Where are the kids?
Thanks. My hair's already gone and I haven't even had kids yet.
Where's the rings? Where's the kids?
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Well, I've heard rumors about Josh and the rings. That's all right.
Oh, end of next year.
Oh, next year. I heard end of this year.
No, fuck. I need money, bro.
Just name Josh and Mrs.
She doesn't want to get proposed to until her braces are off.
Is it for the engagement photos?
Yeah, literally.
I can't believe how, like, women, like, you have to, like, sort of tell someone so I can get my nails done before you propose.
Yeah, she's like, can I get my nails done before? And I'm like, kind of fucking ruins the surprise, doesn't
it? So now I'm just like, I go up to my girlfriend, like, you should go get your nails done this weekend.
And she's like, you just fake her out?
Yeah, just like, every
she's
weekend.
Just like, you should book her, like, a fortnightly nail appointment and she just gets it done all the time. Wait another year and then propose.
It's like he takes her out and next thing you know, he trips over onto one knee and just like, oh, it's like, oh, look at this cool rock I found.
No, I reckon when I see her next, I'm going to be like, oh, you should go, like, purposely look at her hand and be like, oh, you should maybe go get your nails done this week.
Hey, what's the diameter of your left ring finger?
So I have a great story. So it was her birthday and I got her a ring and I didn't know what size to get. So I'm like, I had to wait till she like took her ring off that she was wearing to put it
just
down.
Buy the ring because you can get it resized anyway.
And I'm purposely, it was like online from like a, Gucci. So I like had to buy
a Gucci ring.
Gucci ring. So basically, I'm like looking at the ring. Like, I don't know how to fucking tell this size. And she's like, she noticed I'm looking and she's like, oh, it's a size, whatever it is. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I was just admiring the ring, even though I was looking for the size. But I buy the ring. Turns out it's still the wrong fucking size. So it doesn't fit on the finger.
You can take it to anywhere and get it resized, dude. It's not that hard. They just change the size of the band.
She just put on another finger, but it was just annoying. Yeah. I went through all that effort and she just got it fucking wrong. Yeah.
Promise ring.
It's
a Gucci promise ring.
It's hard to work out other people's ring sizes because like you can't make a surprise like, oh, what's your ring size?
Surely there's like some like cock to hand ratio type thing. Am I the only one?
Just your cock to her hand? Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Because it's not your ring size we care about.
Oh.
I'm going to drop a rap song called Gucci Promise Ring. Like an emo rap song.
I'm actually surprised Harrison hasn't dropped a song. Out of everything Harrison like starts and stops, I'm surprised he hasn't started.
Me and Josh, was at end of 2020, we're like, let's just do a progressive like...
Progressive metal rap.
Metal project. Rap, pop punk, like EP. Do you remember that?
It's like MGK.
Basically.
Oh, God.
I don't like Machine Gun. I never liked Machine Gun.
But we don't combine the two together. We make them separately.
I saw a meme and I thought it was very relevant. It's like, the meme was exactly said, I see MGK getting a lot of hate online. I don't think he gets enough hate. We should continue debating on him.
I just, as a relatively aggressive pop punk enjoyer, it's almost like someone's culturally appropriated pop punk and made it shit is what it feels like. Because like when I was getting into music, like, you know, when you're old enough to, when you're old enough to go to JB Hi-Fi, you're still with your parents, but you get to pick the CD, you know, that kind of like you're 11, 12, 13. And I bought the first Panic at the Disco album, and I think it was Infinity on High by Fall Out Boy. So it was like 2007. It was like peak
pop
punk.
That was peak.
And like, I was super into it. And then like, you know, you start listening to other shit, and then you come back to it when you're like, you know, like year 12 or whatever, and I was still enjoying it. And then now it's still nostalgia, but now it's on the radio. But it's on the radio in a form that I fucking hate.
I heard. What's good? All right, sit. All right, since
on Tragedies
on Nova like multiple times in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, I hate when.
Is it 2005?
I think it's Fridays. Is it SAFM or Hit 101? Whatever the station.
RBM. R&B Fridays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they do that. But they'll get, like, modern songs and give it the worst fucking remix of all time.
Yeah, like, trying to make it, like, that era.
Yeah, or it's like, I remember they had a Katy Perry song and they slowed it down to, like, this really, like, slow tempo.
Half
like,
tempo with reverb.
Fuck's sake, this is awful.
I hate, honestly, as far as things in remixes, I fucking hate. When they fuck with the tempo hard, I think it just ruins the song. Especially Katy Perry, like.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm going to stop you right there. Who the fuck thought it was a good idea to have Katy Perry on a fucking menu log ad? I'm sorry.
To be fair, her career's kind of over.
I'm so sick of hearing what pizza, yeah, but, she's ordering off menu log.
Yeah, but on the YouTube ad, you get to see some nice titties. Like.
Yeah, but I don't care because I'm so sick of seeing this ad.
See, I quite liked Katy Perry's music for a while, but...
It's just catchy.
Yeah, it's catchy. And
it's radio music.
I remember her dropping that album that was all like... Woke's not the right word, but she dropped like a, you know, a politically charged album and everyone just fucking hated it. And she's like, I actually tried on this one. And they're like, yeah, but it's shit. Sorry. Sorry you didn't get 50 don't try. Songwriters each
The lesson here is don't try.
Yeah, I hate when like artists, they try their own shit and it just fails.
It's tricky. At that point, I feel like I just go for the money. Just sit there. Not drop any more music.
Right, she's got Orlando Bloom. He'll make money.
Yeah.
He got massive cock as well.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Respect.
How? Please explain to me how you've seen Orlando Bloom's cock.
It's you just type in Orlando Bloom on, what's that thing where you stand up on the board? And you paddle boards?
Oh, yeah.
It's her sitting down on a phone. He's standing up there naked for some reason. The cock's like halfway down his thigh. I'm like, nice.
Respect.
You gotta respect that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Respect the hustle.
But
good job.
Speaking of big cocks, how big do you reckon Shaq's cock is? Because obviously he's been...
Have you seen how small his missus is?
He's been in Australia the past like
5 foot.
A week and he is massive. And I said to my missus, I'm like, she's like, oh, I'm like, oh, Shaq's here. I'm like, I wonder how big his cock is. And she's like, is that what you think? I'm like, yes. I genuinely wonder.
I'm just curious.
Just want to know, yeah.
It's like, I reckon Adam Sandler went on a talk show. He's like, I just want to see what he's like, not in a gay way. I just want to see how big his cock is.
It would be big, but with his scale, it would be small. Like, there's no way. He would have to have like a 15 inch for it to be to scale. So there's no fucking massive. Way.
This is a man that ripped like backboards off fucking NBA.
Yeah.
Shattered
the glass.
Yeah. This is.
And he shattered some pelvises too or some shit.
Yeah. Have you seen seen his partner? She's like 5 foot something. I'm like, holy fuck. This man probably picks up with one hand and just fucking rams her onto there.
No, I've Jesus noticed that, like when I'm taking photos, there's like guys that are no joke taller than used to, and the girls shorter than me. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't seem like a good time.
Me and Harrison's partners are like relatively tall,
5'10".
Yeah, mine's.
I think both your partners are taller than me.
Yeah,
that's not.
But it's like we're also in the era of short kings and tall queens. So if you want a tall girlfriend, Jack, I don't know how tall your girlfriend
is. My girlfriend is shorter than me.
Okay. Well, most girls I meet, like, there's this whole, you know, internet thing of like, oh, like, they only like tall guys. It's like, no. Girls just want a guy that's taller than them. Doesn't matter, like, in general, with regards to the population, how tall you are, as long as you're taller than the person you're going for, it's all right.
The average height of the women in my family is 6'2".
Yeah.
So it's
fucking
like,
hell.
I could probably put down a good 3-4 years of my success with the other half of the species down to just the fact that I was taller than average. That was it. I had nothing else
and
going
confidence.
For me. I was still morbidly obese.
But you had confidence.
Tall. Did you just refer to women as species, bro?
No, we're all humans, my
canceled.
Dude.
Cancelled.
Did you just call her a human, bro?
Cancelled. You assumed her gender? Cancelled.
Okay, sorry. People with feminine traits.
But no, I swear I've said this before. Like, my friend did biology or some science, I don't know. But it's like, you're more inclined to get hype from your mother's side. I mean, you studied some sort of science,
I mean, I can just sit here and draw some Punnett squares for you if you want. It's going to take like an hour. It's not worth it. No, you probably are more inclined to get it from your mom's side. I definitely did.
I didn't.
I'm already taller than both my parents.
Yeah, you're that.
My arm fits under my armpit.
That's true. Your dad's like
6'6".
Yeah.
But like, apparently my mom's height brought my height down. So she was taller.
When your dad just like got like your mom was like 6'6", too.
Fuck.
That'd be
how tall I'd be. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to fit on planes. I'll be fucking raking in the money.
Do you fit on planes now?
Barely.
As in height.
Yeah, if we're going to
Greece in April next year, I'm like, I gotta get the aisle seat or like the exit row or something.
You might want to start your passport now. Apparently the lines are still hectic.
It's like 200 day wait. Yeah.
Holy shit.
I renewed my passport.
I'm just gonna
2019, so I still got like 3 years.
I don't know if I have to get mine in Melbourne because I have to get a different passport.
Why?
Dual citizenship?
Yeah, I gotta get a dual citizenship one, but I don't know if that's
is that
take long.
Italian or Egyptian?
We won't disclose that one. We won't disclose that one.
Slovenian.
Yeah.
Jake's moving to Eastern Europe for undisclosed reasons.
He's moving to Romania for
my Bugatti.
Yeah, like maybe we should address that now. Apparently we got some negative feedback for talking shit about Andrew Tate. Everyone who gave us hate was joking.
I hope so.
I'd like to take this moment to apologize to absolutely fucking nobody. I do whatever the fuck I want.
So the person who gave me, so we'll talk about last week how someone gave us a 1-star review. That person reached out to me and said, "Oh, that was me because you were talking about like just me. It's like just talking about Andrew Tate. Pretty sure."
I mean,
and he's like, "Do you want me to change him?" I'm like, "You do what you want, King."
You do, you boo. It's like, I don't care. I don't hate him. I don't like him. I just don't watch I don't watch his content enough to form an opinion.
I wish him physical pain.
My favorite, my next like kind of hate message was, "What color's your Bugatti?"
But that's funny. I've heard that, and I just do say that to everyone who like shits on him.
I said mine's blue.
It starts a reaction, so they're like, "Oh, I fucking hate Andrew Tate." I just go up and be like, "What color's your Bugatti?" I don't know anything about this guy, but it's just fun to get a reaction.
It's just the meme, because it's just like his thing is like, "What color's your like?" You know,
how much more can we clickbait this guy?
The fucking video of like quote Andrew Tate defending masculinity, and then it's that skinny dude who looks exactly like him, and he turns sideways, and it's like paper. There's nothing there.
Oh, the person like walking in the street that's like doing a little like hip swing.
Oh, I have seen like, that. I have seen that.
Like, this is the man that's destroying feminism right now. He's like walking there like...
I had a discussion with a person yesterday about like the average Deremet gym member and like how like we call them paper because when they turn sideways, they're not there. they're that thin. Yeah.
Christ.
Andrew Tate's like that.
Feel attacked.
Anyway, let's move on. Let's not give the man any more attention.
But now while we're on Deremets, I was at a party last night. I was talking to this girl. She's like, "Oh, we go to the same gym." I had no idea. And then she thought I was like circulating. There's like one group of like quote unquote alphas in the gym. And if you go to this gym, you know exactly the people they are. And she like thought I associated with them. And I was like, go on, describe. Like, if they don't, they just walk around thinking they're 10 out of 10s. Like you go there and they'll be not working out, just talking to every single girl. I mean, like, good on them, I guess, if that's what they want to do. But, like, go to the gym to work out. Like, get out, please.
Gotta be better places to meet women.
Like,
anywhere else.
Nickelodeon shows.
No, that's meeting underage women.
I'm calling Dan Schneider out.
Yeah, let's do it.
Josh, you tagged us in a meme.
So, long-running meme of... old showrunner Dan Schneider, who pretty much created all the good Nickelodeon
like
shows.
Like iCarly, Zoe 101.
Drake and Josh was the go.
I don't know what the word is, but like he was the one. I'd say he's
producer.
The one. That, like,
producer.
No,
executive
as in, like,
producer.
He kept Nickelodeon like afloat type thing.
Pretty much.
Because they used to just be cartoon, was it? Nickelodeon was just like SpongeBob, Cat and Dog and all
I
that.
I think so. From what I recall.
They had a couple of...
They had like Saved by the Bell, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they had some shows... before my time. Like there was that one with like shit, what's that, the chick from She's the Man who went fucking nuts.
Hasn't she got like a fucking unicorn tattoo on her head or something?
Yeah, oh, she's got face tats now.
Manda Bynes.
Yeah, she's also in the Dan Schneider thing as well.
She's in the Dan Schneider footiverse.
Maybe that's why they're all fucked up.
Well, I mean, being sexually assaulted as a child would do that.
Is it proven they were sexually assaulted?
A couple of them.
They were sexualized, but is it proven that they were sexually assaulted?
A couple anonymous people, basically, in court hearings.
That's
they want their name out there.
A couple of people, like, literally left.
But then there's, like...
show business, just so they could talk shit, like, to tell what happened.
Like that Jenny what's her name?
I don't think...
from iCarly.
I think she was talking shit about, like, the whole Nickelodeon industry.
Because I think they tried to hide the fact that he did it as well. Like, Nickelodeon tried to hide it. Because they made him so much money.
Yeah, think about it. He had, Zoe 101, Drake and Josh, iCarly, Victorious.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I can come to my head, like, at this point in time. But there's probably a lot more. And those shows brought in fuck tons of money. So, like, I'm assuming that's something they would do.
Yeah.
Probably. Never thought about
like Amanda Bynes was apparently the starting point on that Dan Schneider.
But, like, you go back and watch it now once someone's pointed out to you, and the amount of, like, feet, like, related
sus things. Sus jokes, and they're all foot-related, yeah.
Or like you go back and watch SpongeBob and how many sauce jokes there
it's
are,
just like, it's not even necessarily like, yeah, the feet stuff is creepy, but like I'm not about to cancel Quentin Tarantino for doing foot stuff in every movie.
Yeah, but at least he does it with adults.
Yeah, so that's the thing. It's adults. It's fine. This is the kids show, my dude. You can't.
Sexualizing kids. No. It's fucked. Especially like you said that Ariana Grande live stream of her like healing
things with her feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so essentially the most fucked up part, there's like a...
Because it used to be like a
bonus feature.
Yeah, you go on a website and you click on... like your favorite celebrity, like, or Nickelodeon celebrity, and they'll do a live stream.
Yeah.
And like, it was just fucked.
She peeled a potato with her feet. They poured water on her face. She made sexual sentences, but like pretended it wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've actually never seen what Dan Schneider looks like. I've just searched him up and it can already tell that like he's into this like feet looking.
He reminds me of a fatter version of the guy that did Fire Festival.
Yeah, okay.
That's literally it. Like,
but like, I'm looking now, and there's just photos, like so many feet pics, just out of nowhere. Like, why are they putting sauce on feet? Why is there like I'm looking at a photo from iCarly.
Yeah, it's just feet,
and it's just like feet are the point of view.
And like, apparently, he would like spend too much time with the younger women on sets, like a bit too much, and like buy them stuff and like
grooming.
Yeah, basically grooming. Yeah.
That seemed like, I don't understand.
And the fact that the rumor about Jamie Lee Spears' first child is his as well. Like,
wait, who that's Jamie Lee Spears?
Zoe 101. Yep. Yeah, because that's why that show ended, because she was having a kid and everyone suspected it was
you
his.
You can't really have a senior in high school who's pregnant.
Weren't they adults in the show though?
Yeah, but
I think in real life, weren't they adults who were playing kids in the show?
Have a look at that time.
Sometimes,
period.
Yeah, that's like my least favorite trend in American shows is like. Have you seen Euphoria?
No, I just...
I quite liked it because I like Skins and it's pretty much just like edgier Skins, but the kids look like they're in their mid-20s. Like there's dudes with like an 8-pack and a full beard and you're like, yeah, you're a senior in high school. Yeah.
Must be nice having abs. I wonder what that's like.
I wonder what it must be like having a beard.
So she's...
Oh, yeah, that's her.
Born in 99-1 and the show came out in 2005.
She was 14.
14 at the time.
But when did it end?
4 years later, so about 18, 19.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's
still not on.
Yeah, it's still pushing it, yeah.
Especially because if she was groomed before that,
she would have. Yeah.
I got like minimal patience for older dudes dating younger women. I'm like, if you're over 30, like, why would you want to associate with a teenager?
I just got no patience for old people. I just want to, like, I'm going to, like, seriously.
Yeah, I wish COVID was a little more deadly.
I'm going to, like, have this full on, like, exposition ready, like, this essay. On why I should be able to legally beat old people once a week.
Why once a week? Is it like a purge situation?
Yeah, just like, so I'll go like to clubs and they'll just like, the younger people are like annoying, but like they're all right. But it's older people that like aggressively grab you. Mm. And when you tell them to like fuck off, they'll like try and start shit with you. It's just like, what the fuck?
I was going to add on to the grooming thing.
Yeah.
So
I would word that one very differently.
Yeah. So, my girlfriend went to an old girls' school, right? So, no boys.
Classic.
A lot of the kids would get, year 11s and 12s would get picked up by their boyfriends in their non-P-plated cars and with beards and all this.
I wouldn't say that's out of the ordinary, though. Like, you do see that. Like, there's always that one kid in school who's, like, 15 that has a 30-year-old boyfriend or some shit.
And the parents are like, oh, it's okay.
Well, she's, like, one of the people she knows got married to it, and there's, like, about a 10-year difference.
Holy fuck.
Between, and they've been dating since she was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know where I was at.
But
was
she's heavy Christian, so I don't think they fucked until she was married.
I was at somewhere, or like I was seeing, like I'd appear on Instagram. Someone's boyfriend just turned like almost 30, and she was like 20. I think she's my age, like 21, 22, maybe 23. Mm. And like they've been dating for like 5-6 years. So like she was in high school. He was... like 25 minimum.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked. Like another but here's another like situation. Say you're both underage when they start dating, but you're like a year apart. Like say you're year 8, year 9, start dating. What happens when that person hits 17 and she's still 16?
I would...
What happens there?
You can get parental permission.
I mean, legally, I don't think you're allowed to have sex.
Once you turn 17, you're not allowed to have sex.
It's 16 if you're...
Sodomy at 18.
It's 16 if you are 16.
Yeah.
So if both parties are 16, otherwise it's 17, but the person can't be older than 22.
Because someone from my dad's work was in that situation. Like, his girlfriend was a year younger than him, but they've been dating since, like, year 8 and 9. So it's like, where does that come into factor?
In a court of law, I feel like they'd be guilty, but then again, you could argue that they've been together for this time.
Yeah.
Everything was
normal,
mutually, like, consensual.
Those laws are mainly there to stop, 50-year-olds from touching kids, pretty much. Like,
well, I mean, the Catholic Church hasn't stopped that. Yeah, I'm calling you out, fucking Pope.
No, they just moved them to, like, Brazil or something to start up a missionary down there. Nothing happened, we swear.
Can you imagine,
my German-Argentinian uncle.
Can you imagine that? Like, you know those mission fundings that you did as a kid? Like, that was just what it was funding?
Yeah.
That would be bad. I'm not saying that's what happened, but that would be bad.
That fucking South Park, like, story arc with the priest. How he's, like, one of the priests touches a kid and they just send them to, like, quote summer camp quote. And it's just them sending him to a different church somewhere else.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, that's good.
But didn't you, we won't name the school, but didn't your old school have someone who went to prison?
Yeah, an art teacher.
Yeah.
That was allegedly got 2 year 12s pregnant.
Yep.
Oh, wait, so he went to prison for alleged things? Or
No, he married a year 12.
Oh, okay.
So the rules in SA are like, is it 17, right?
But if you're a teacher...
Because you got guidance or like...
You got like a
supervisional...
Yeah, legally responsible for them, so you can't...
So you have to wait till they're 18.
That's also fucked.
I'm going to have to take a shit because I smashed 6 cups of coffee like before coming here.
Harrison went from I don't drink coffee to having 6 shots a morning real quick.
I actually really feel this.
All right, Harrison's going.
Right, keep the conversation going, boys.
God bless you. Just watching Harrison struggle with it.
I don't even think I'm going to edit this section out.
Oh, just won't. We'll leave it.
Harrison does have a bowel problem.
Harrison shits more than anyone I know. Like, he shits
must be like 6-7 times a day.
He's quite... No,
he used to take like triple metal mucil doses and I had to tell him to stop. And he's like, why? I'm like, you already shit 6 times a day. Why are you taking Metamucil? What are you trying to achieve?
I swear he just like must have like fucking like pop laxative like their Tic Tacs.
I don't know. He's just like super active guts, but like who knows?
But no, yeah, it's curious. I mean... You've been looking at a house, haven't you? Let's just change subject.
I've been looking at houses. Yeah, I want to buy one, but it's tricky.
I've been looking too. It's just I don't know if I'm getting too picky now or the market's just shit or like the houses are shit. But like I'm looking at a house, I'm like, I don't want that. Like I would rather let the money sit in my bank account than buy this. Like I don't want this skinny, long, straight house. I want like a nice home type thing.
The newer houses they're building are fucking trash. Like, they're falling apart. The layout's not good. They're all really small blocks. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
But it's like, at what point, like, are people going to realize this isn't, like, living? Like, this isn't their, quote-unquote...
When we're all living in apartments.
Quote-unquote dream.
Live in the pod.
Yeah, like...
Eat the bugs.
That's, I mean, I've always wanted an apartment because I've always liked the concept, but then the whole concept was you live in an apartment with a bunch of people. You don't live in an apartment by yourself.
It depends on, like, I could do a studio by myself. I could definitely do that. Just vibe the fuck out.
I don't know. I kind of like... I've always liked the idea of living with myself, but I just get, like... I'd get too lonely. I'd be like, oh.
It does get boring.
I'd be like, I miss the idea of just... Like, you don't have to talk, but, like, at least knowing someone's there or, like, coming home, hey, how was your day? Good. Work good? Yeah, this, that. All right, cool. See you dinner time or some shit.
I think it takes a specific kind of person to, like, live by yourself and you have to have a pretty good social life or else you're, like, fucked. Like, literally fucked. That was quick.
That was quick. Harrison's struggling today. I hate you. Yeah, that door's bad. I don't know. We got a shit table and a shit door. Maybe when this podcast makes money, we'll re-venerate. We'll,
get a door.
Yeah, get a door and get a table.
Get the timeout
Holy
compound.
Fuck, that was a good shit.
I want to get a timeout compound. That sounds sick.
Just don't call it a compound. Why not?
No, I'm not mailing anthrax to politicians.
Waco 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Waco. Time out, Waco.
Wait, what have I missed? Have I, like...
You know Waco in America?
No. So basically, it was like a cult that stored guns and shit, and no one... Like, it was all... The government was okay with, like, this cult being around, but then as soon as they found out they have guns...
I think they fucking... changed...
Wait, why would
laws
you-
in that state around guns or something, and then they, like, all of a sudden were breaking the law, and the government was like, you have to give us the guns. They're like, no, come take them. And then there was like, yeah, it was like a 200 dead person shootout.
Yeah. No one knows who shot first. It was the police or the people in the compound, but, like, everyone was slaughtered.
Yeah, that's fucked. That sounds all right.
The leader literally could fuck anyone, any, like,
I feel
any
like that's why people
that-
start cults. Yeah. Like, they're always fucking every... female member.
So basically, you go there as a married couple, but the leader can fuck your wife if you wanted to.
No, is it Mormon or something that aren't allowed to have sex?
Mormons are the ones who do the thing with the sheet and the hole in it, and you can't look at the person.
No,
oh, really?
That, and it's like, you're not allowed to, like,
oh, you're talking about soaking.
Yeah.
So you put your erect penis in the woman, and you... You sit there. You can't move because you're not allowed to enjoy it.
And then you get, like, one of your boys to just, like, jump on the bed to create the movement because you're not generating the movement
really?
Yourself. I swear to God,
that's a thing. Legitimate Handmaid's Tale shit.
Holy fuck.
That is fucking ridiculous.
That's some woman's black shit.
I definitely thought you said something different there.
But no, you're not allowed to enjoy it for procreation.
Yeah, Waco is fucked. I watched the whole thing about it and just like, it's like, because it was like a wooden structure and for some reason it started on fire as well with the people inside of it.
Yeah, so things just don't naturally go on fire. Yeah,
everyone thinks that the cult leader just burned it and
just
like, killed everyone.
Planes don't naturally go into towers twice.
Yeah, jet fuel doesn't naturally melt steel beams.
I remember there was a show going around when like, remember when 9/11 became like a sort of meme again?
Yeah.
And it was like a show, it was like, dank fuel, no, jet fuel don't melt my dank memes. Yeah. It was just a t-shirt of 9/11. I was like, fuck.
I just remember, I love it. I love shit like that. It's, like,
I don't know.
It is sad, but like the meme.
You crash a jetliner into a building, it'll probably fall over.
I forgot what movie it was, but they had like someone blowing up the, Twin Towers. I'm like, this did not age well. Like, it was like in the 80s. I'm like, this did not age well.
I think that there was some meme. It was one of those like really iconic 90s TV shows. I think it might have been The Simpsons for all I know, but there was like a shot of the New York City skyline. It was like the year before 9/11 happened and the Twin Towers weren't in the shot.
I think that was.
No.
But they built them again. So
imagine if like time travel was real. Like, and The Simpsons have been telling us the whole truth.
They predicted Trump becoming president. They predicted a lot. That's
to be fair, they also predicted Trump dying and Hillary taking over, didn't they?
The lizard people are taking over.
Did they predict Sleepy Joe as president?
Who the fuck's Sleepy Joe?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, I'm like...
They call him Sleepy Joe, and it was one of my favorite political moments of all time, is like, there's this, you know, 2.5 minute clip of the Trump-Biden debate, and like, Trump's going off like he's having a literal psychotic breakdown about something, and then like Biden's like literally falling asleep at his stand. He's just like leaning and falling asleep.
These are like, our two candidates.
These are the men that you've chosen to lead the free world. Good job.
America's just fucking dumb. Like,
also are we. Like, our choice is always slightly nerdy, weaselly little conservative boy, or slightly nerdy, weaselly little left-wing boy. It's like, oh, is it a really decision?
I still don't reckon those people are actually in control.
I legitimately, looking at the current political climate in Australia, like, I think we have the Chad here in Adelaide. Like, Malinowskis is kind of jacked.
Is a Chad.
He just
doesn't wear glasses. He's literally, I don't want to say, I hate saying a politician's fixing everything, because the chances are he's probably lied about a bunch of shit, but like, he's fixing a lot of stuff.
I reckon, I honestly think if we tried, we could
get him on.
I honestly think he'd be but like, it'd have to be vetted. Like, they'd want this person, that person.
He'd listen to 30 seconds of any episode and be like,
he'd listen to that one episode where he just goes, I want to come.
No, my favorite clip that my mate sent me is like, it cracked him up. It's like, when he's like, yeah, I was fucking a chicken. She told me not to come. So I came.
So
that's the one clip. That's the one clip we sent to them.
So Mr. Malinowskis, how many towers have we crashed into?
Mr. Malinowskis, do it be squirting.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so if anyone from the Labour Party does listen to this, I appreciate the hard work. We're probably not going to get you on, but if you want to.
Is Mel Anauskas a rim man or a cuck man? These are the questions SA wants to know.
Jesus.
I had to explain to other people at work what a rim job was.
Sorry, I didn't vote for you. I voted for Pauline Hanson. No.
Not even in SA. Sorry, I didn't vote for you. I voted for Mr. Marshall. Sorry, I don't appreciate you having the free time to go to the gym. Coward.
Didn't that man go... Oh, no, that's... That's did ScoMo, no ScoMo went on a fucking holiday when we were in the fucking like half the country.
It's the meme right now. It's people in Bali. People in Bali are taking photos of exactly where he took his photo in Bali. Like,
oh, shout out to the Balinese. Like, I'm never gonna go to Bali because I just feel bad for them.
That friendly Geordie's video of all the stereotypes.
Oh, fuck. The like drunk chick who like shits herself in the taxi.
Yeah.
That one got me.
Oh, I haven't seen this video.
Oh, it's
video.
Fucking hilarious.
I don't know if
it's
those videos of his are still up.
Bali's a weird place, though.
Oh, yeah. It's like you go to the main bit and it's all the, like, Derek hunts. Like, yeah, this is, yeah, kids, this is your, like, fancy holiday and that's it to Bali because it's like Jetstar has, like...
Look, there's an enslaved elephant.
$200 return flight. It's like, yeah, this is your fancy...
like, cheaper than going to Melbourne.
Yeah, I know.
It's quite literally now cheaper to go to Bali than it is to go to Melbourne. And that's not a, like that's not an exaggeration.
You know, it's fucked. People just want to go to Bali for some reason. I'm like, why?
The only reason I'd go is just to get away from this cold weather. I can't handle it.
I am sick of winter, to be fair. Same. I'm sick of my nose being fucking.
I want to be like this, shirt and jeans. I hate wearing
but
jumpers.
But the only problem is this room in the summertime gets fucking hot.
Oh, it's going to be great.
That like this room gets really hot really quickly. So we're going to have to figure that one out. But yeah, I don't know. Bali's just like it's a nice resort place. The people there are like some are nice, but then you get the 5% that are just like
done with Australians. Fuck you.
That's why I don't want to go there. Like we've literally ruined the whole country. Although that being said, we're probably propping up half of their economy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like in COVID. Without us there, they were fucked.
Yeah, which you know, understandable. But
yeah,
I don't know. I just know no desire to go. To Southeast Asia, like not for any specific reason. I just like if I'm gonna drop, like my priorities right now are probably like I want to take a short holiday probably next year to probably like New Zealand. I want to go.
Hate the cold. Goes to
no,
New
but like,
Zealand.
I want snow. Like I've barely seen snow in my entire life.
That's what I feel like. If it's gonna get this cold, I just want it to fucking snow. Yeah,
it's like Japan right now because they're like it's the big thing to go to Japan for snow. But it's, was it?
Are they open borders yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
$8,000 for three people to go.
Wow. Fuck. $8,000 Japanese dollars?
No, Australian.
Holy
sheesh.
Sheesh.
So I'm planning like going to Greece. I'm like, I wonder how much
Greece,
it's going
to cost. Greece, like, why I just spoke to like a really close friend of mine she's actually from Greece and she just came back. Like, she says it's fucking lit.
Yeah.
As long as you know where to go.
So my mates, Nono, bought a house on a cliff looking down at a nude beach. For the reasons that you thought he would.
Oh, man.
He's like, yes, binoculars, and that's all you need for entertainment. And I'm like, that's where we're staying as
Greek
well.
Greek people are too horny.
Greek people are just too fucking stupid.
Give it the food, though.
So, yeah, he's...
Yeah, the US is nice.
So I think the plan is Greece, then to Hungary, Switzerland, Austria, Prague.
Hungary, didn't you just eat breakfast?
Thanks, Dad. Shout out. Happy Father's Day.
You said, like, mid-next year, didn't you?
April.
That's like April. Summer over there.
Yeah.
Oh, see,
fuck it, I'm coming with you.
Fuck it. Like,
come along.
Time out on the road. On the road. That'd be fucking funny.
So, Mykonos. So, you bought the house overlooking a new beach. Why?
So, Yanni, come here. Every second guy's like, Yanni.
Hey, you guys are. Have you guys. you guys got Euros in Greece?
Fuck.
No, it's the natural. Don't they put like chips in it?
Yeah, potatoes.
Yeah.
Greek potatoes are like. Immaculate.
I know.
I've been saying that a lot lately. So
coming from the
weird.
Italian.
Wait, Greek potatoes are immaculate.
Immaculate. Truly.
Yeah.
Like I'm going out on the road.
Like I'm going there to play lacrosse and like a weird person I am. So
that's a good thing. I think it, like going somewhere with a reason for being there is more fun.
There's like three of us going over, and then we just bring our partners so they can do their own stuff while we hit the fuck out of each
free.
Other.
I'll bunk with you and your partner. Just ruin the whole trip for you. I'll just be like, it'll be a sitcom. Like, you guys will be about to have sex, and I'll just be like, hi, guys. The meme is, and then just I consent. I don't.
Have a laugh track on your phone.
That's how I'm going to start living my life. I'm going to walk around with a laugh track.
Is it just, is if it was filmed, would it just be called The Cuckolds?
The Cuckolds? I would watch that.
But like the joke is the fact that we're starting off in Greece with like these fancy, like expensive, like mansions and shit. And my mate sent me the accommodation for Prague and it's one bedroom.
Literal backpacker hostel.
Seven beds.
I did that.
$50 a night.
I went to Amsterdam. And the room was beautiful. Like, it was a magnificent room. Then I went to this other hotel in fucking, where was it? Somewhere in Belgium. I can't remember.
Mm.
And it was just a shithole. It was just like literally a bed in a room.
I think Europe would be very hit or miss, I think.
Yeah. Because, yeah, he's like our friend that lives in Austria. He's like sending us, like, oh, this is the accommodation I use and stuff like that. It's like $50, you get a bed and breakfast. That's
that's pretty good.
Yeah. And then
is it a buffet or like a set breakfast?
I don't know.
I reckon if like $50, I could eat more than $50 worth.
Next
of
year, legitimately, like as far as my life panning out, might be the last time I'm like free as a human being. So I want to go fucking everywhere. I'll just tank my life savings. I'll just go around the world.
Well, that's what a lot of people are doing these days. Now the borders open.
I think everyone's now scared that like we're one, you know, relatively not that bad virus away from everything closing again. So it's like, you should probably just do it.
Yeah.
Go.
Ukraine and Russia.
Yeah. Or World War III, literally. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I reckon the next thing will probably be a war. Like, there has to be.
Yeah, but you would have thought if it was going to happen, it would have happened. Because, like, the Ukraine-Russia thing is so similar to what Germany did in 1939. They're, like, just kind of like, we're just going to take one country. Wink. And then they do it. But, Ukraine's such a Chad move. They're winning the war right now.
Russia.
Did you hear about the Russian oil boss that asked for a ceasefire and he accidentally fell out of a hospital window?
Accidentally. How do you fall? Every hospital I've ever been to, the windows don't even open.
Yeah, he accidentally fell out the window because he asked for a Russian ceasefire.
He got suicided. Yep. That sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I swear there's so many ticking time bombs going. Like, as in, the war in, like, the Middle East has been going for fucking
that one's kind
thousands
of
years.
Since the Taliban's taken over, that one's kind of chilled the fuck out, to be honest. No, that's not even a joke. It's hard to explain to people that the current Taliban are, like, the original owners of the country. So, like, they should be in charge.
Do you remember when they were posting videos of them and just, like, fucking go-karts and shit? The bumper cars.
The what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When they took so over, they're just posting videos of them on roller coasters and shit.
I love 2022.
I was about to say I love the Taliban. We don't love the Taliban.
I was remember the Chad Talibans, though, like, back in the day, cutting off people's, like, heads and shit like that.
Yeah, I think I'm growing immune to like videos now and things like that.
Yeah,
like,
I was gonna say
I watched something like Gore the other day and I genuinely felt sick. Like I couldn't like.
Mm. I watched a US soldier get kidnapped by the Taliban and like throat slit and then pulled into a van. I was like, what the actual fuck?
One of my favorite history of the internet moments was right before YouTube shit itself, and this is the reason it shit itself. There was someone uploaded the Taliban video of them like slitting that journalist's throat, cutting his head off, and then like for some reason it didn't get demonetized, and there was like a Coca-Cola ad beforehand. And then that's you remember when they had like the adpocalypse where like they lost all of their advertising? That's why, because there was like several fucked up videos that just had like Pepsi and Coke ads run before them.
No, I don't think there needed to be like. I mean, the apocalypse was good, but it was bad as well. It's like it didn't need to happen because it should have already just been like vetted before.
You would think so, but I follow a lot of people on YouTube now who are just complaining because if you mention something violent, it gets demonetized.
Yeah.
Like not even, so like I'll watch a few people who play horror games and they literally have to edit out the violent bits because they just lose money.
Or that, and it's like you can't even, like, back in the day, you used to be able to play, like, 2-3 seconds of music, like, or you could play whole songs and get away with it. And now it's like they play 2-3 seconds and bang, they lose.
If I play the wrong music on my Gymstagram, it gets just, like, taken down. Same. It's like, this video is not available, and then it's every country.
I can't make wedding videos with music now because I can't.
It's just silence.
Yeah, I was actually curious about something, Jake. So when you posted a a wedding photo, and it was a really lovely photo. And in the caption, you're like, put your phones away.
Yeah.
Do you, if you're taking photos at a wedding, do you like just tell the people to put their fucking phones away?
It's not my responsibility. Like, it's not my wedding. Okay. I can't do it. But if someone's in my way, I would say, like, put your phone away like and move.
My wedding, I'm just going to just not have phones. Be nice.
No, but that's the thing. Like, people say no phones, and it's like people still bring out phone. Like, why the... like, enjoy them. I had this like rant.
We're paying our photographer like 10 grand. Can you put your phone away?
I said this like in the group chat with one, like our school group chat. And I was like, we often just talk about shit, but it's like, this is a serious thing. Like I have at my wedding, like you do not pull your phone out. We invited you because we want you here. If you don't want to come, that's fine. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. Mm-hmm. Like don't pull your phone. And if you're caught with your phone out, just you will be escorted out and your name will just be removed from the reception. Like, I don't care. That and I don't want fucking kids at my wedding. That one's going to be a hard one to do.
Only kids in bridal parties, that's it. Because they have responsibility to do, like, the you know, the ring bearers and the shit like that.
So no, cute. Like, kids under, I'm going to say, 13, 14, I don't want there. Like, 13, 14, if you want to get drunk, I don't care. It's not my problem. It's your parents' problem. Yeah. It's funny. But, like, kids screaming and... like fucking around while during like major moments, first dance, things like that. Like as a photographer, there is nothing more frustrating than young kids like fucking around in the photos, and it's just annoying.
You're just trying to take this nice photo of their first dance, and it's just a kid running around like.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is every single fucking time, and it's like, oh my god, I'm gonna pick up this kid and I'm gonna fucking yeet you so far, it's not funny.
Yeah, essentially.
But yeah, no. I mean, it was argued like the last photo I posted was nice.
It was a cool photo.
You could definitely
would have been cooler if there weren't five phones.
I'm going to quickly look at it.
You could definitely argue that it one added to the cool aesthetic, like it added like a creative effect to it. But then it just ruined it. Like I'm looking at this, I'm like, I love this photo.
Just Photoshop the phone.
I could if there was there's so much detail going on, like with the leaves and trees. Like I could if it was just a bland background.
Is it on your main one or your media one?
My media one. I don't even like my main one's just advertising now.
Everyone follow Jakey Vass Media.
Yeah, this podcast is sponsored by Jakey Vass Media as always. And
Follow FEMA King on Instagram.
So literally everyone in the photo that's seen down has their phone out taking a picture.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
If only they hired someone for probably like five figures to take photos.
I wish that's I got, if fun. I got paid five figures.
But like, were you a part of a team or you just you?
No, like, it depends.
Squad.
Sometimes I do photos for people, as in like, I'll be a second shooter. So I generally in a wedding, there's like a main shooter, like he's, and then sometimes that person will get second shooters or third shooter, whatever.
Yeah.
But like a lot of time I'll do second shooting stuff, a lot of time I'll do first shooting stuff, and then a lot of time I'll do my own stuff. Like it depends on the budgets and things like that.
But my favorite thing just says your three accounts, your private one, your profession is eater of ass.
Yeah.
You can set that? Let's do
it. It's like professional eater of ass, and I'm like, for fuck's
sake. Remember like, because I remember when spam accounts are a thing and just like you shit post. Like it was like your, it was like.
I never made one.
I got added into a girl's one. She's just posting nudes. I'm like. Okay.
No, because it's now like Instagram has close friends. Like when you can story post. So that was the thing. You didn't have that. So you had a private Instagram.
Account. Yeah.
And now I just like, back then I just post, like, you just go look the past 30 posts, just gym shit.
Yeah.
You just turned to a gym.
I just like I was seeing a chick and then her friend added me to her private thing. I looked at it and it was just her in the shower naked. I'm like, all right. Okay. Thanks. Sure. Thanks for the ad.
We got to pull that. Jamie, can you pull that one up?
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a new social media, BeReal.
Is that the subscribe?
It's so fucking
that's
stupid.
That's what the people at work were talking about. Asked me to take a BeReal for them.
Oh, don't do
fuck
it.
Fuck, they were talking
what
about.
What is a BeReal?
No.
Can you explain it to me? Because so all I know is that Instagram now has a subscribe feature that it's like an OnlyFans, like an extra thing.
Oh, I follow like your informational accounts and they're like, do you want to see private content? And I'm like, what the fuck are you putting
on? So BeReal is like... any random
like one photo a day,
any random time in a day, like you don't know when it's going to happen. It will just, you'll get an alert and be like, you got to take a BeReal now. You have 2 minutes. So basically, it's meant to like you just take a photo of what you're doing, but it takes a photo on your front camera and your back.
Those ones.
So like on TikTok, for example, there was a meme going around. You go to like a supermarket, you get the old person to take your BeReal, and they're like, you can see like here. for example, I've taken a photo of the crowd and then there's my head there.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the photo I took and then...
So, it just takes two photos.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is that on Instagram or is that just...
That's an app called BeReal.
So do you choose when it happens?
No, it happens
randomly.
It happens the same time for everyone. So you download it, and it might.
But what if your phone's in your pocket?
It will notify you, send you a notification. Okay. If you forget, then it just says you post.
Do you have to open the app to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, and I was going to say, I thought you meant it just literally takes a fucking photo randomly.
No,
I was
like, that'd be fine.
I just see heaps of chicks actually posting that on their Instagram stories.
Yeah.
Like their BeReals on. I'm like.
I didn't realize how well Instagram stories worked. Just post shit and it gets heaps of clicks.
My favorite thing is Instagram's you can subscribe to people now. Actually just pay them for
I'm going to have a look quickly. So what do you mean subscribe?
All right, I'll pull this up because I saw it on a bikini model that I follow.
So they just want to cut out the middleman. They want to cut out the OnlyFans middleman.
It's not even only, look at it. Subscribe on the right.
Oh, okay. What happens if I click subscribe? Oh, I just clicked on a reel. What the fuck did
I do? That's all
right. Harrison's like, oh, that's a shame.
What the fuck? Email. No, I don't want to email her.
Just email her. Oh, do you want to come out
the time? Email her the B-roll of me just like this. Just double chinned and everything.
Based.
But yeah, I don't understand B-roll. It's dumb. I don't like it. I only downloaded it because the Rams game did something with it and I now stuck
$2.99 a month, so they'll post what it's like having a private account, but you have to pay them to look at their private account. So it's like subscriber badge, exclusive content.
I swear though, that was like a thing.
Subscriber, so it's basically you get a fucking what's that thing that people put out, like the computer chat thing, that Discord. It's like having a Discord on there, then you get your own exclusive content on there.
Which I reckon at this point, I don't care if there's just one social media that has monopoly over everything.
It's going to be Instagram. They add everything that every other social media does well. They just steal it.
And then they
got stories.
Mainly do it better.
Videos.
I still think Facebook just needs to become marketplace. They get rid of everything else.
And Facebook's where I tell boomers to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, I'm too...
You're going to have to do it on Instagram soon.
I'm banned on too many accounts to
do that.
But
Instagram's... pretty much going to turn into my business, so I got to stop posting fucked up stuff all the time.
Stop
posting schizophrenic memes.
I've got to stop getting banned from Shit Adelaide. I think I've got 4 accounts banned on Shit Adelaide, just abusing the fuck out of
Please
everyone.
Respond.
Do you reckon this guy from Shit Adelaide probably
don't know who it is.
He's a bit of a pretentious prick. But
he's a very pretentious prick.
But it's just
fuck Shit Adelaide.
Yeah.
Me and all my homies hate Shit
Adelaide. I just remember the person we used to gym with popped up on there.
Ah, yeah.
It's it was a jumper that said, I hope your day's as nice as my ass.
He is a thick boy.
I'm thinking say fuck you to your plan and just only do glute exercises.
Hip thrusts only.
Yeah. Every day hip thrusts.
This man squats 300 kilos for reps. No, and he's your
fuck
height.
That's a...
He's a Chad.
And that guy that you go to gym with, I don't know his name, but he used to go to Dermot's. He is an absolute Chad. Asian guy.
Yee.
I don't know.
Yee.
Yeah, there's a guy called Yee who was from Deramitz. You still got Isaac at Deramitz.
Yeah, I think it's that guy.
Isaac's we've talked about him before. He's based. I'd get him on the podcast. He's a Chad.
Which one's Isaac?
He's the 66 kilo lifter who I think he squats.
Is that your brother's mate?
No. Different Isaac. This Isaac's 5 foot tall, but he's 66 kilo, squats 160, benches 125. And pulls 180. So he's pretty strong.
Natty?
Three times. Yeah, natty.
Fuck
Competes
me.
Where I compete. Gets drug tested.
That could be me, but I just don't apply myself.
Could be me. I just don't try hard enough. Do you ever think of just lifting more?
I thought about just doing an ungodly amount of tren, just enough to kill a
to
baby.
Fair, Josh's program has got my shoulders looking jacked. Every time I in the morning.
For everyone listening to this, if you want jacked shoulders, legitimately, every time you go to the gym, just do lateral raises. That's it.
No, so I'm doing fucking lat raises now. I don't get your lat raise. Am I meant to twist my wrists upside down?
No. Empty the cup, baby.
So you're
I don't
pouring
know what that
jugs.
Means.
You're pouring jugs.
That's what I do. So
but you pull with your elbows. That's the one tip that I said. You don't, because a lot of people pull with
wrists,
their arms.
Yeah. Elbows.
So you just lift
your
elbows.
Your elbow has to be higher than your wrist, because otherwise it's
that. Otherwise it rotates.
Oh.
Which we don't want. We don't care about shoulder rotation when we're doing lateral raises. It's up and down.
Oh, God, that chain. No wonder my shoulder's
DM me.
Sore. DM me.
So it's just you're pulling with your elbows and you're pouring two jugs into drinks. That's it.
I feel like we need something clickbaity for the title. Can't keep putting Andrew Tate.
Nah. What's the song?
She-Hulk.
I was gonna say.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That's gonna get, like, are we talking about low star reviews? That's gonna get a low star review.
Okay. I haven't seen it. I've seen the meme. Megan Thee Stallion.
I like the Homelander meme where he's seen the movie theater not laughing at it. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, like, I need to find this. He's like
literally having
deadpan
like
face.
An inside
like,
meltdown. Yeah,
it's like this. He's like, and like the thing above it is just like that, like them twerking.
Have you seen The Boys? What is The Boys?
It's a TV show.
It's a, imagine the Avengers, but like it's real life and
it's like
they're fucked
up.
Yeah,
Justice League. So it's like you got your Superman character, you got your Flash character, Wonder Woman character.
Yeah.
Your Batman-y character.
Oh, like anti-hero type thing.
Yeah, they're all in the public eye, they're like good people, but like behind, yeah, celebrities and all
Oh,
that.
Like Deadpool, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then like behind the scenes, like they do coke, they, you know, There's like a Catholic or like Christian one that just fucks dudes.
Fair enough.
And he has like a whole anti-Semitic. Yeah. Oh no, not anti-Semitic. What's the?
It's anti-Jewish. It's anti-Semitic.
They're anti-homo. What? Like homophobic. Like.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. The show literally opens. So the main character's with his girlfriend, like in New York.
Why are we talking about She-Hulk or The Boys?
The Boys.
The Boys. Okay,
so yeah. The show opens. He's with his girlfriend. She steps out onto the street, and the character that's pretty much their version of the Flash runs through her, and she disintegrates.
Because he's high on drugs.
Because he's high.
Yeah.
Sounds fucking great.
It's lit. I would. I'd give The Boys a 4.5 out of 5.
Harrison, let me borrow your Amazon Prime.
Everyone's borrowing mine. It's all right.
Nah, She-Hulk. So like, I've like seen the meme of her twerking. I'm just like, I'm not even gonna waste my time. Like,
apparently it's a good TV show, but I just can't be fucked because it's like, oh, you gotta control your anger and all. Because the Hulk's like, yeah, you gotta control your anger, so you don't have. It's just like, I have microaggressions every day, so I know how to control my anger.
For fuck's sake.
It's like that exact meme. It's like we're evolving just fucking backwards.
I get catcalled every day and I get microaggressions.
Catcall a chick who has green skin?
No, this was before she was like the Hulk.
Oh, okay.
I get catcalled. I get like made fun of. I have periods. I get microaggressions all the time.
And now I'm a superhero.
And I'm like, so I can control it, unlike you males. Like, gosh, basically, it's like, I know females that make fun of this show as well, but there's also females out there that like praise it.
No, I don't know if this is true or not. I did see something online, and it was like this woman, like this really like feministic woman, like she was like head of some sort of feminist. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Keep going.
Jesus.
So I'll just get my Andrew Tate shit ready. Let me just shave my head.
No. Basically, she disguised herself as a man for like 2 years and then like gave up 18 months in and killed herself because she like, she couldn't deal with the pressure. I'm not saying like men's lives are easier or women's lives are easier. I don't really give a fuck. Everyone like lives a shit life. I'll deal with it.
The male suicide rate is 5 times more than the female.
Yeah.
Rate,
and,
so.
I don't know. I've always aligned myself more personality-wise with, like, feminine traits rather than masculine because, like, I like talking about feelings. I like talking to people. I don't really understand this whole, like, I'm going to go to work every day and I'm going to suffer and then I'm going to be depressed but I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm like, fucking hell.
Because you're a man, Josh. You're meant to suffer.
Like when you go
don't venture emotions.
When you go
get them all out at Christmas. Be a man.
When you go to the dentist and they're like, open up and you just break
start
down.
Crying.
I was molested by my dad at 6. Just
open up. That's what my dad said.
When he fucked me.
Oh, you message your boss that broke down on the way to work. Is your car okay? Car? Question mark.
No, yeah, the male suicide rate's a lot higher, but it's also men tend to, and this is going to sound bad if I word it wrong. When men try to kill themselves, they do it in ways that make sense if that's your goal. Whereas women, like, they do the take a bunch of Panadol thing and then you just get your stomach pumped and you're all good. Men's
a
like, I'm buying a gun.
Yeah.
Men are like, I'm buying a gun.
I still remember watching that guy who's like on a Facebook Live and just fucking shotgunned his head off. I was like,
shooting yourself in the head is only 95% effective.
It was with a shotgun.
Probably 99% effective.
To his fucking jaw.
Yeah, but, yeah, a lot of men do it in not public area, like,
yeah, home,
like,
yeah,
places where they wouldn't be found,
yeah,
or are they found by loved ones, which is a lot worse.
The worst is like when they've been sitting there for like days or weeks, like, no one,
disgusting,
no
it's
one,
sad.
But like,
message Scar.
I don't know. I think if men just talked more, I think they'd be okay.
I had a big blowout with someone at work because she's like, all men are trash and all this, and then she's like, talking about how like men don't do anything for their families, but like, yet. we go work like
every day, jobs that we tend to not like very much
to put money on the table and then
pay the bills.
But because she's had two divorces, she's like, men are trash. It's like, oh, men are terrible. And then literally there's like,
at what point after two divorces do you start to think that you're the problem?
Yeah, that's what almost said to, I bit my tongue I so fucking hard.
So I still think we're in the age of like, your men are told to just shut up. Like, you got a problem? Who cares?
Somewhat, yes. I would say so.
Because I did like, yeah, men open up now, like a lot more feministic ways of like, no, shut up.
Yeah, I mean, I'll open up, like, I don't open up, but, like, sometimes I'll message the boys if like I'm having like a super stressed day about something, but if it's like, I don't know, some problems I talk about, some problems I don't, I don't know, and I only talk about it with a very, very, like, close circle of people.
Yeah, like, I got people I talk to. It's got to be tricky. I think if you lived, like, let's say you, like, live with your wife or whatever, like, if you guys don't talk about your, like, who the fuck else are you going to talk to? You go from, it's not like I'm going to go to my manager at work and start crying about something that happened at home. And I'm not going to go to, if you don't trust your partner, then you're fucked. And that's the issue with just living with one person if you don't like them.
Yeah, we also got into a debate about men's, like, or, like, just the male thing being family-orientated.
Mm-hmm.
Because she said, oh, they have to, like, because one of the people had to go back to Singapore, like, one of the ladies I work with had to go back to Singapore to look after her mother because, like, her brother couldn't do it. Okay. He lives in Singapore. It's like, why couldn't he do it? It's like, because literally everywhere, it's like, once you get a family, once you get a partner and kids, that's your main priority. Your family is now
it swaps
second.
Yeah, and that's honestly...
But yeah, and then she's like kids, having a crack at all men, and like there's literally like five of us in there. Like, are you fucking serious? He's like,
just stand up. Like, would you want to?
Because he's like, because we were talking, me and him talked after she left. She's like, yeah, my daughter and my wife are probably my main priority because that's the house I live in. That's
you created that. That's your responsibility.
And but like, I still see my family, but they're now like second because that's my main family now. It's like they're still my parents. They're still that. But it's like as like. We just stuck in the thing of like, you're the male, you got to look after the family you're with right now.
Yeah. Especially if you made that person, Jesus Christ.
I would say it's like, the way of, I think it tends to go is like the youngest generally like looks after the...
When my granddad passed away, my dad was, I think he spent 16 hours a day with my granddad. Like even, he's like, yeah, I can't come to work, I'm in the hospital with my granddad. So he just like pulls up his laptop and shit and just hung out with my granddad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, it's a very, like, weird and, I don't know, it's a weird topic to talk about, difficult topic to talk about type thing, because it's like, we are, one day that will be us, like, we are fortunate to still all, do you live at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all fortunately live at home, very, like, decent circumstances to an extent.
Well, I'm just lucky, like, my parents never really cared, like, if I was living there or not. They're like, as long as you're working and not being a useless fucking human being.
Yeah.
See, that's what, like, when, like, I'm like, I don't care if you're shit at school, you're shit at school. You do, like, do not, like...
Figure something out.
Like, yeah. But, like, the way I'll push my kids, the way I think I was, whereas, like, I mean, I was brought up a bit differently. It's like, you have to be good at this, I have to be good at that. So, like, that's the way I am. Like, with my kids, I think I'd say, like, look, you're shit, like... You want to be a garbage man? That's fine. You go be a garbage man, but you be the best. You be the best fucking garbage man in the world. You be like, you don't stop.
And every job, especially kind of like the jobs that me and Harrison do, not to dox us. I dox myself, but I removed it from, I edited it out. I'll work in education, let's say. There's a lot of old people who have like given up, but they're just there because they need money. And I'm like, every job where I see someone doing that, I'm like, why don't you quit and go do something else? Like, how do you get up every morning? You're like, oh, I fucking hate this, but it pays money.
Well, that's probably what their parents did.
The family thing, yeah. But also, if you have kids, it's a little different.
That's the thing. Like, I mean, obviously, it's easy for, like, I've walked out of jobs and this and that because it's shit, but it's like, I haven't been put in that pressure of, I have a house, I have people that rely on me. Because
I haven't bought a house yet? Because I don't like my job. I'm not staying.
Ultimately, it's going to come, like, where like the way it is, it's going to come down to us. We're the leaders of our household type thing. We have to make sure things are going right. I mean, I'm fortunate enough that, like, my partner wants to work. Like, she wants to. She doesn't want to be a stay-at-home.
They kind of have to now. It's, like, they, I mean, like, the second partner, if you want to call them. But everyone kind of has to work. You don't have a choice. You can't do one income now.
Yeah. We've already decided I'm a house husband, but, like, working house husband.
Yeah, see, my partner wants to, like, she wants to go out. She wants to, like, start a career, things like that. I'm like, go for it. I'll fucking sit at home with the kids. I'll jump
up. That's a dream, baby.
I'm like... Now, the more I think about it, it's not possible. Like, even if
you need the money,
even if you're both on $100,000 a year, let's say, for example, you're still going to, like, face struggles, I think.
I don't know. If you had a household and you were making 200K a year, I think you'd be all right. That's a lot of fucking money. It's a lot more than I make right now.
Kim, I want three kids. My partner wants three kids.
Three's a bad number, don't you?
My partner doesn't even want one, but she said she's willing to pop out one. Yeah.
I thought about four of them. I don't want a fucking Kia Carnival.
I gotta wrap this up.
All right.
Sorry, we got grim at the end. If you need to reach out, please do so.
Yeah, message your timeout. I love you. Don't message Harrison. Actually, Harrison helps sometimes. Harrison will just send you funny memes.
My Bugatti is blue.
All right, we need one.
Follow the timeout podcast.
Follow
Jacob Vass Media.
Beamer
King.
Share us if you want to, please.
Share us, please.
Share this fucking podcast. And every person that shares it, I will I'll let Harrison, like,
he'll kiss you on the tip of your dick.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Just once.
Share it.
Soft. No
and
tongue.
Follow and like and all that other stuff. Shit.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Godspeed.
Peace out.
Bye-bye.